Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig O'Pager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 21:11. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. In this proverb, God has written a drama in two acts, featuring five characters who either cause or receive action. Character 1 administers punishment. The second character, the scorner, receives punishment. The third character is made wise because of the punishment, while character 4 instructs the fifth character who receives knowledge. We are not told why the second character is punished. We are only told that he is a scorner. We therefore learn that scorn results in punishment. Scorn is a mark of a child of wrath, Ephesians 2:3. It is inevitable that a child of wrath has an appointment with wrath, which will assuredly be applied to all scorners. The scorner does not become wise, is not instructed, and does not receive knowledge by receiving punishment. He simply is punished. The third character, the simple, observes, or is told of the scorn of the scorner. He observes the punishment of the scorner and thereby becomes wise. The punisher, the scorned, and the simple are in the first act. The instructor and the wise man are in the second act. The acts of this drama have a common theme, but the characters are not related. The scenes describe a transition from simplicity to wisdom. In the first act, one applies punishment to another with the result that a third is made wise. Note the inevitable result when a scorner is punished. He will not be made wise because he is a scorner, but the lesson may be learned by another. You may say, what is the use of punishing a scorner? The use is clear. The scorner deserves the punishment, and the trainer is also instructing the simple. Notice the principle here. A scorner gets punished, but he does not get wisdom or knowledge. However, the simple observes the scorner's experience and is made wise. We learn, therefore, that the simple is experience-oriented and requires the experience of another or personal experience to become wise. The simple observes the outcome when rebuke is not accepted and, because he does not want to suffer, learns from the punishment of another. In the second act of this drama, the mark of the wise is that he receives knowledge simply by the word of another. The wise receives instruction and knowledge from the word of the instructor. The wise, therefore, learns by the word and does not need experiences to receive knowledge. Because children are among the simple, they require experience to receive knowledge. The experience of seeing a scorner punished will make the simple wise. If the experience is personally applied, it will make them even wiser. They are simple, and this is God's instruction for the simple. Children can be reared to be wise or to be scorners. Children do not come in varieties, some wise, some simple, and some scorners. No, they all arrive in the simple mode, but God expects parents to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4, so that they will become wise. If a father or mother does not meticulously fulfill this charge, the result will be a scorner. The simple do not stay static. They will either incline to wisdom or decline to scorn. God has nothing good to say about the scorner, but thankfully he does provide hope for the simple. He has given the Proverbs to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion, Proverbs 1:4. He encourages the simple to understand wisdom and to be warned by observing the experiences of the scorner and the result of scorn. God loves the simple and desires that they come unto Him. He desires that they become wise, and that those who teach the simple bring into their training appropriate experiences which will lift them to the position where instruction or rebuke by word is the norm. The desired result is that the wise will be instructed, and from instruction only will receive knowledge. Remember the wise adage, a word to the wise is sufficient. The wise does not need experiences. He will heed just a word. How blessed it is to prepare the simple to obey the word of the Lord, rather than to train him to pass on and be punished. Proverbs 27:12.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.